Yeah, well, that's my point is you don't abuse it, but if you need to get a hold of somebody on Saturday or if you should have a way. You should be able to say, I'll give you an email, and when you get 5 minutes, I gotta get with you with something. But he was like adamant, you're not to, turn your phone off, don't check your email, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, it's great you have a position that you can do that, and maybe if your position doesn't have spider web effect on many other, projects and positions and stuff like that, but I'd go bananas doing that. If that's what we're coming to, this is going to, sure, it's got lots of benefit, and I could see doing it much better than, boomers did it or Xers did it, who were basically, working, anytime they got called, but, somewhere, but, they had their own abuses, they'd go in and, punch in and go find a corner and sleep for 5 hours, so, boomers had their abuses as well, but, I just don't think categorically saying, I don't think the work-life balance is being, invaded if occasionally when it's something really troublesome, somebody needs to ask me a question or get my opinion or have me real quick do something, as long as you acknowledge it, as long as you don't abuse it, et cetera, So, but this guy was like, it's foreboding, and, then that everyone's opinion is important and that. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. You don't have to be disrespectful, but everybody's opinion is not important. There are people that I want you to shut the hell up during a, during a roundtable. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school.